Yep, six.
Right, everyone. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Before we start, I have to tell you that this meeting will be recorded, and the sound recording will subsequently be made available via the council's website at charnwood.gov.uk/pages/committees. Please also note that under the openness of the local government bodies regulations 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recording is not under the council's control. So we will start the meeting with apologies.
Councillor Crick.
The minutes of the previous meeting, for those of you who were here, have you got any? Are they a true record?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Thank you. disclosures of pecuniary or personal interest? Yeah. Right, questions under committee procedure 12.8. Update on complaints received. I'll hand you over to Adrian.
Thank you, Chair. Adrian Ward, Councillors Monitoring Officer. This is the regular report that the committee receives updating you on complaints that have come in about borough councillors and parish councillors. So if you turn to page 10, you'll see we've had three new complaints since the last meeting, two relating to borough councillors and one to a parish councillor. And in paragraph 3 on page 10, I put a little bit of explanation about the two cases relating to borough councillors, which both related to calls to the contact centre, where the contact centre advisors felt that councillors had not perhaps spoken to them appropriately. Both of those complaints were resolved informally by apologies being given, but I felt that because they both touched on the same matter, that whether it was an issue that the committee might wish to think about, there was an underlying issue such as training for councillors on the role of the contact centre and how to contact officers internally. So that's just a suggestion from myself, really, that you may wish to consider before I move on, Chair.
Councillor
Benfield.
Well, what was the same matter?
Sorry?
You said it's about the same matter. What was the matter?
Both of the councillors were... The contact centre advisors felt that both of the councillors were quite forcefully trying to bypass the contact centre and get straight in touch with officers in the relevant services concerned, and the contact centre advisors, I think, were trying to explain, well, actually that is the role of the contact centre, is to deal with incoming service requests and pass them on to the back office. And I think from my understanding, one of the cases the councillor was saying, well, if I can't deal with my complaint here and there on the phone by you putting me through to somebody, I'll just email Kalina Greener. And the contact centre had to advise that, well, actually, if you email the cleaner, greener email address, that goes to the contact centre anyway. So I think it was just perhaps something where a bit of more understanding would be useful for borough councillors in the role of the contact centre and how they can initiate service requests.
Councillor Mary Draycott. Recognise this a process to go through, but occasionally as a member you're perhaps not satisfied with what's happening, or it's a matter that's not being resolved and going on for a long time. So sometimes you do need to talk to an officer. So I think there's it's not that straightforward.
Just for clarity, Chair, my understanding is these were both initiation the very first stage of reporting something,
so they weren't
for the first time, and the councillors wanted to go through to
straight away,
and the contact centre advisors were saying, well, actually it's our role to take those initial service requests.
Yeah.
And I just purely raised it because there were two very similar issues in sort of close proximity to each other, and It's purely a suggestion as to whether it would be useful for councillors to have some sort of briefing session about the role of the contact centre.
Councillor Ranson.
Councillor Ranson. Maybe as we're coming to the end of our term of our year for our councillors, maybe the next year we should actually maybe do it as an induction programme for the new councillors and old councillors if they all get back in, and have that as an induction programme.
Yeah, I was going to suggest the same thing, but what we perhaps could do in the shorter term is get some training materials out to all councillors just by email with some guidance as to what exactly the contact centre does, so that everyone's aware as to their functionality. It is far more than a switchboard. They do much, much more. They handle a lot more of the front end stuff than people perhaps realise, and when you go and spend some time up there you see just how much they will follow an issue through from start to almost to finish where possible. So I think if some guidance is prepared, send that to all councillors now, and then it's included in the induction training for new councillors in the new council year, and then that will be very sensible and hopefully address the issues.
Yes, I agree with that.
Would you like that to be an action to take away?
Yes, please. Yeah. All in favour of that?
I'm in favour. Yes.
Because you will have some new ones coming in, won't we?
Just one other update matter on this report, Chair, before we move on. If you turn to page 11, the complaints about Borough Council in the middle of that page, where we had a hearing recently in which determined that there had been a breach of the Code of Conduct, just to update the committee, that councillor has now appealed. So we will be convening a panel of the Appeals and Review Committee to hear the appeal by the councillor concerned.
Can I ask a question? Will the initial councillors who are on the initial panel be eligible, or will you have to have a new set of councillors?
It will be a new set of councillors, because the appeal will be heard by the Appeals and Review Committee rather than by this committee, and I don't think there's any overlap, to my knowledge, between this committee and that committee.
Councillor Rollins and then Councillor Draper.
Does the appellant have to identify procedural failings, or what? I'm not quite sure what the appeal process is, or can they just simply say, I want an appeal and that's it?
The appeal process is that they have to appeal in writing, setting out the reasons for their appeal.
Okay.
It's then up to the appeal panel to determine whether those reasons have any relevance or substance.
Okay.
Councillor Draycott?
Yeah, two things. Just following that on then. So the appellant sets out the case for the appeal. Does the new appeal panel look at those reasons on their own first of all and make a judgment about whether a full appeal hearing has to be heard, or is that all done at the same time?
The appeal process as laid out in the procedure for dealing with member conduct complaints within the constitution says that the same process has to be followed as for the original hearing. So the investigator will present their case, the councillor will be complained about present their case, they can both call witnesses, the independent person gets to say, so it replicates the original hearing process. Although obviously the panel can choose to focus on the reasons for the appeal if they wish to do so.
That's right. Okay.
Mary Draycott, coming back. Normally when somebody appeals, they have to have new information or new evidence or something additional to add to the previous, but that's not the case in this?
All that the procedure says at the moment, Chair, is that they have to appeal in writing with reasons.
Is that a local policy, or is that
that's,
the national?
That's our local policy.
I think that needs looking at, because I think any appeal has to have new information or new evidence or a new reason, you know, that's not been heard or discussed before. So maybe in the future sometime we need to look at that. But my second question was, so what would be the time scale then of the appeal?
We are obliged by the procedure to try and hold the appeal within 20 working days of the appellant's submission. Right. So that will be 4 weeks. The appeal was received today, so we are advised to try to conduct the appeal hearing within 4 weeks of today's date.
Can I just ask, will it be open to the public again?
Yes.
And will the new panel have access to the original documentation of the member conduct panel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rollins.
Following Councillor Draycott's point, are we able to put that as an action point for the future of the Member Conduct Committee to look at that policy? Because I think it's probably something we've missed because it's not come up. Because certainly in my view, if there isn't a procedural failing identified or some other new material consideration, it seems bizarre that someone can just appeal because they don't like the decision. Because in any other form of any other forum where you've got a situation where someone's got a hearing and then some subsequent appeal, there would have to be some substance to that appeal and not just I don't like the outcome of it, I wish to rerun the whole thing. And in my view any appeal should be based on purely what the grounds for that appeal are, and they would have to be quite specific. So I think it really is something that we ought to look at for the future to change the policy. I appreciate it doesn't apply now and we'll have to follow the rules as they stand now, but I think for the future, to stop, in my view, what is a waste of officer and members' time, rerunning something just because someone perhaps doesn't like the result. I've not seen the grounds for challenging with it.
I do think
that policy needs tightening up in the future.
Councillor Bentley.
Yeah, Chair, I'd support that. I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Are there any set down rules for... There's bound to be some rules somewhere. What do we work to on this? Are they trying with borough rules, or are they rules that are set up by a body, or what?
There are own local rules, Chair, within the procedure for dealing with complaints in the
Constitution. So we are at liberty to change them if we feel that...
My philosophy, as long as Charnwood complies with principles of natural justice, which has to allow an appeal in reasonable circumstances, we will be within our grounds to look at reviewing that in future, if that's something the committee wanted to add to the work programme, although obviously we probably won't be able to change it until the Constitution is next updated in another 12 months' time.
I think it should be discussed further, don't you, and looked at. Yeah. Councillor Ransom?
If it's the 20 days, Adrian, that we're going into, we will be in
Purdah.
Present councillors will be in Purdah. Does that hamper us as a councillor?
Chair, through you, normal council business carries on during Purdah.
I thought as well, but I needed clarity on that for people's peace of mind.
Anybody else?
Can I make a proposal that is added to the work programme, or do we come on to that at the end of the meeting? However is best, but I would like that to be picked up, even if it takes a year for it to get through the system. I do think we really
ought to. Well, it should come on at the end of the programme, but we will take it now.
Yeah.
And I will second that, because I think that it should be looked into further.
So you're asking to look into the appeals process
Yes.
of member conduct panels?
Yes. Yeah, yes. With a view to changing the policy.
Yes.
Do you want to put it to a vote?
Yes. All in favour?
Well, just before we do, I thought, wasn't it a proposal of Mary's and seconded by Roy?
Mm.
Okay.
Just for the record.
That's right.
Yeah.
Proposed by Mary. Yeah. Seconded by.
In favour?
Yeah.
Yes. I also think that should also it should also be towards parish councillors as well.
It's the same process.
It's got to be the same process for parish councillors. I'm making this point because of myself, because we have had appeals in the past where we've just gone over the same thing again with parish councillors, and I think it's a very good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else on the right? Register of members' interests. Karen's
So Karen Widdowson speaking. So this is the regular update to provide on the register members' interests and the processes for keeping them up to date. And as you can see from the table on page 15, we have had a very positive response from borough councillors on this occasion of 73% have positively replied to say that they have either changed their register of interest form or it remains the same. So I'm pleased with that result of 73%. And with parish clerks, they follow up with the parish councillors, and we've had a 31% response rate, which is roughly around the same as the response rate, so probably a little bit less than previously. And that's all I've got to say on this item. Is there any questions?
Councillor Rollins.
Just an observation, really. It's good to see it's gone up. I still find it frustrating that it's not 100%, given we're elected councillors, but I am encouraged by how much it's gone up, so thank you for what you've done on that, Karen.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Can I just ask, is it the clerks that have not responded or the councillors that have not responded?
It's the clerks that we email and we ask them to chase up with their own individual councillors, so it's the clerks, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's not a legal requirement, no. They're not required, but we do encourage clerks to be active in getting those forms updated. Thank you.
Anybody else? We'll go on to the work programme now. Monitor officer, please.
Thank you, Chair. So this, I think, as you said at the beginning, well, just before the beginning of the recent Chair, this is the last meeting of the Member Conduct Committee during the current council term. So the only item we have scheduled, obviously you've now added the additional item to look at the appeals process. The only other item we have scheduled is the results of the work of the Committee on Standards in Public Life into Local Government Ethical Standards. That report has now been published, so it's publicly available. So what I would propose to do at the first meeting of the Member Conduct Committee in the new council year after the elections is just to bring a summary of the recommendations coming out of the Committee on Standards in Public Life's review. The recommendations are sitting with the government at the moment for the government to decide what, if anything, they wish to do about them. So it will really just be an information item, Chair, but as I said, the report is publicly available, and I think Karen has certainly circulated borough councillors. I don't know.
Yeah, it was only borough councillors.
But we could let parish clerks know if the committee think that would be useful to signpost parish and town councillors as well towards the findings.
Does the committee agree to that?
Yes.
The main things from memory, Chair, were a recommendation of putting some teeth back into the sanctions available for serious breaches of the code, potentially reintroducing the option to suspend councillors. Was there anything else, Karen?
And there was the role of the independent person, the looking at that role and possibly having the term of office of that individual or individuals being looked at on a more regular basis. So I think that was the only one. And then if I could just add as well for the work programme, the register of members' interest, the item previously, would you like that to come back to the September meeting?
Oh yes, because we'll have a lot of new councillors, won't we?
We will, yes.
So, yes.
Won't be 6 months after the election,
be 6 months after the election.
So it would need to be the meeting after
the September
meeting.
Yeah, December. Is everyone in agreement with December?
Yes. Assuming we're all here.
Right, well, there are no further meetings of this group for this year. I wish you all the best that are putting up for the election.
and I will close the meeting.
Well done, Chair.
Thank you.
I like
6:20.
You.
Well, I said 10.